Diary, November 1898. November 1st to 7th, 1898. We returned to the station and took second-class compartment for Gladstone. We passed through the night as well as could be expected. The boat got into Rockhampton at 3 o'clock. We waited in the boat until morning, and then friends came to meet us with the astonishing news that appointments had been scattered everywhere that I would speak at 8:30 in the evening. Sarah and I rode out in a wagon 4 miles, and a good airy room was given us in the house of Brother Blank. I had plenty of good air. Rode back in evening and spoke to those assembled in Art Hall, a very nice hall indeed, with plenty of air. I was scarcely able to stand, but the Lord strengthened me in my weakness. My mind was clear upon the truths of the Word. November 6th, 1898, Rockhampton, Queensland. I am praying for the Lord to relieve me of my physical infirmities. He will hear the prayer of faith. Lord, increase my faith. Help me to trust in Thee implicitly. I wrote many pages this day. Wrote a letter to Harmon Lindsay in Africa. Wrote 4 pages to Brother and Sister Starr and considerable matter for the church in Rockhampton. When it is copied, we'll send the matter to be read to the church. I was visited by Brother Chapman. We had most important conversation in reference to his own case and the case of Sister Walker. Both are invalids and have entered into an engagement to be married. Neither is fitted to be bound in marriage contract. We canvassed the subject very thoroughly. It is evident Brother Chapman has serious affection of the lungs, and Sister Walker is afflicted with dyspepsia. The future will determine what they shall do. At 6 o'clock, we rode into Rockhampton and assembled in a sort of added apartment at Brother Blank's. The appointment was given out on Sunday, and quite a large number congregated. I spoke to them for an hour in reference to parents' duties to their children and the duties of children to their parents. All seemed much interested in the meeting. Brother Chapman appointed times when he would meet with and instruct them. W.C. White made very appropriate remarks. The Spirit of the Lord was in the meeting. We then sang, and the meeting was closed, and we were transported to the boat fully 2 miles away. The night was a severe one for me. The heat was very great. I could not sleep well. The boat seemed too full. I fear there will be a crowd on the cars from Gladstone. November 7th, 1898, Gladstone, Queensland. We were obliged to lie quiet in the water until the tide would float the boat. The sight of the river was very interesting. There was not much sleeping done by me on the boat. I longed for the morning. At 4 o'clock, we were obliged to wait for the tide. Then we were 2 hours going in after the boat was floated. A large space of ground was covered thickly with trees, in the river, like a forest. We now occupy the same room that we occupied last Tuesday afternoon, just 1 week ago. We have a cool breeze in this chamber. We leave Gladstone at 4:15 and travel all night, reaching Brisbane in the morning. We shall pass through Brisbane on the way to our next appointment at Toowoomba. There may be some urging for us to stay over at Brisbane, but this cannot, must not, be. We must hasten on to our home in Currumbong. Last night, I was much burdened. I could not keep out of my mind the idea of my bearing testimonies to parents and then seeing the lack of discipline in our own family. Lord, pity us, is our prayer. And help us to do the work the Lord has given us to do faithfully. More to be written.